www.thebestofthebest.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. That is the Packet 8 toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there, we give them away. Those other radio talk show hosts, they want to charge you for access to their website, so enjoy ours for free at freetalklive.com. I'm going to start out with a story about, well, it's actually something that legislatures have done before, something that lawmakers have tried in the past, as I understand it. And Wayne, you're bringing the story to us out of Idaho?
Yes, there was a story yesterday in the New York Times called A Rifle in Every Pot, where they're basically looking at Idaho. A town called Greenleaf, Idaho, adopted Ordinance 208, calling for its citizens to own guns and keep them ready in their homes in case of emergency. And it's not in response to high crime rates. As the Associated Press reported, Greenleaf doesn't really have crime. The most violent crime offense reported in the last 2 years there was a fistfight. Rather, it's a statement about preparedness in the event of an emergency and in an effort to promote a culture of self-reliance. It may not be a bad idea, either. While the pro-gun laws, like the one in Greenleaf, are mostly symbolic to the extent that they actually make a difference, it's likely to be a positive one.
Hold on a second. So it's symbolic, or they are requiring all Greenleaf residents to own weapons?
They are, but who knows if they'll enforce it. But the point is, it's symbolic in the sense that I think they're trying to make a statement here.
Well, it seems like they're trying to make a statement, but I guess I'm a little concerned because I think it was Kennesaw, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
They tried this in the past, and I don't think that the law is still on the books. I'm not positive on this. But they did require everybody, as I understood it at least, they did require everyone to own weapons. And that's not a solution that's very American. That's kind of disturbing to me. What if I don't want to own a weapon? What if I feel uncomfortable about owning firearms? What if I'm not, personally, I don't. I do have firearms, but it was a voluntary choice for me. I don't think that I would really appreciate being ordered to bear arms.
You know, some ordinances, they don't take into consideration everything, so they'll just slap a mandate out there like every adult male or every household has to have a gun. Well, what if I'm a convicted felon? I can't obey the ordinance and obey the state law that says that I can't own a gun. Mm. That produces a sticky situation that I'm going to have to pay money in all likelihood to sort out.
Right. So
if it comes to it.
It's a very interesting dilemma because on one hand you want to promote self-sufficiency and gun ownership. At the same time, I really don't want to be told I have to do it. I want to do it voluntarily.
Exactly right. But what did you say the motivation was, to sort of head off the crime problem at the pass?
Well, no, there's not really a high crime problem, but I think they want to promote a culture of self-reliance. They want to go back to self-reliance and responsibility and less reliance on government for protection. And I think it was a symbolic gesture on their part to pass this ordinance. I don't think it's going to get strictly enforced, but I find it interesting.
Well, it doesn't sound like they've got the police force to enforce it anyway, and that's one of the reasons why they want every household to have a gun.
Okay.
And I'm with them. I think that every household, you know, if you want to have a gun in your household, you should be able to have one.
Well, I absolutely agree.
Well, yeah, criminals would rather break into a house where they're not at risk of being shot.
Absolutely.
There's no doubt about it that that having firearms is definitely going to keep you safe, especially in the event of some sort of a break-in or violent encounter with a criminal in your own home. There's no doubt that having a firearm is going to contribute to you having a longer life. So I agree completely. It's just that I get really bothered when I hear about laws like this where lawmakers are attempting to live your life for you and make your decisions for you. And I understand it's symbolic, but many legislators, lawmakers, they don't bother with symbolism. They just go ahead and pass a law that mandates a certain behavior or mandates against a certain behavior, and we all have to live by it. And for instance, Mark, you and I were in Concord, New Hampshire today,
mm-hmm.
and I'm still a little bit loopy from it all because I was catching up on a nap, but we were there for hours and hours in this hearing about marijuana. There's a measure that has been proposed that will essentially decriminalize marijuana in the state of New Hampshire. And so Mark and I, we headed up to Concord along with a number of other Free State Project members and other liberty-oriented people. And people that just find this issue important as well. So there was a wide cross-section of political interests involved here.
I would like to say that there were, it seemed to me, just the largest representation were people that would label themselves libertarians.
Sure, and the organizers were Free State Project members.
You know, how many people out there smoke pot in New Hampshire, 10% according to the numbers, and where were they? Once again, libertarians fighting for people's freedom, and they don't care.
Okay, I see where you're coming from. What did you expect to see, Mark? I mean,
exactly what I saw.
I mean, they had to move the meeting to another room because it was such a big turnout.
It was a big turnout of libertarians. That's the only point I'm making. It's libertarians out fighting for people's freedom, and they don't care.
Well, okay, yeah, it was mostly libertarians, yes, but there were also there was also somebody there from the Republican Liberty Caucus. I guess he's a libertarian. There was a guy who was a Democrat there, and
Who was that?
Charlie Chaz.
Okay, you're
it's
right.
It's not always easy to get off of work. Just like if the meeting were tonight at 7 o'clock, you guys wouldn't be able to attend either.
So, anyway, we went to this meeting, and they're looking at removing the penalties from possessing and distributing and buying and selling marijuana. And it was great. I was really pleased at how many people actually turned out in this case to stand up for freedom. In what was a very short-notice event, the news about this bill only came out last week. And the New Hampshire Coalition for Common Sense, which is a group started by Free State Project members, an organization that New Hampshire Coalition for Common Sense Marijuana Policy is the full name of the group. It was essentially a group that had been working on, they'd been working on forming it for the past couple of months. And they were just sort of taking their time with it. Nothing was really being rushed. And then all of a sudden, this marijuana bill drops in their lap. And that was just like the boost of energy that they needed to get this organization up and running much faster than they'd initially planned. And so within a matter of days, they had this group up. There's a website online, nhcommonsense.org. They've got a petition with over 100 signatures on it. They've been reaching out to people in different areas of the state, getting in touch with them, asking them to contact their legislature or their legislators. And it's just been an amazing response on the part of people in a short time, and I think it's great, and it really makes me pleased for what's going on here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, with how many people, considering the relatively small amount of people that we've moved into the state, approximately 150 people have moved in as part of the Free State Project, and there was a good amount of those 150 in the room today.
Yeah, and, you know, there was a small victory to be had. You know, what they could have done to sort of prove their point that they're not going to legalize marijuana is they could have just brought it to a vote right then in committee and quashed it, and that would have been it. But instead they sent it off to a subcommittee for studying, and you know, that's where the amendment...
For quashing.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean... You know as well as I do, there are five people on the committee, and we know for sure that two of them were friendly to the
of them was really friendly.
Yeah, and the other, we spoke to the other guy, yeah. The 19-year...
That's what I'm talking about. There's this kid on the panel, a young guy.
Yeah,
and
amazing. A 19-year-old legislator, and it just goes to show what young people can do here in New Hampshire.
That's true, which I found really impressive, and it backed up my theory as well, that you can be a young person and be successful in the political realm simply based on the fact that you're a young person. And he confirmed my suspicions, and that is that if you're running for office, for a local office, as somebody who's under the age of, say, 26 or 25, they're going to pay attention to you simply based on the fact that you're not over 60, and you are interested in politics. And sure enough, that's what he told us. He said that he got news coverage based on the fact that he was young, and he walked away with over 400 votes more than his competitor. And if that doesn't sound like a lot, there was only something like 1,500 votes cast in the race.
1,900, right.
800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. You can take control of the airwaves. This is your show, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you like to build things? Have you ever cut wood with a tool? Are you tired of poor quality goods found in the Megalomart? If you answered yes to any of these questions, WoodCraftPlans.com has a fun project for you to make. We have hundreds of blueprints and patterns which can help all skill levels of craftspeople make wooden lawn furniture, bedroom furniture, yard decor like wishing wells and shadow figures, rocking horses, and a lot more. Visit WoodCraftPlans.com today. Get a plan and start building. That's WoodCraftPlans.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I'm Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute. Rubik's Cube, Batman's Riddler, and Wall Street. Those are some puzzles I can't help you solve. But I know a cheat sheet for automotive enigmas. And when I come back, I'll tell you where to find it.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to RoyalPurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms.
Not since the Cliff Notes to Homer's Odyssey has the answer to so many riddles been found in one place. Yes, this free bestseller is within arm's reach and solves riddles like, what octane gas should I use? What oil's best? How much air pressure is right for my tires? And what does that little red light on my dash mean? Now don't look for this time and money-saving books in Barnes & Noble. It's right in your glove compartment. Your owner's manual. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Brought to you by Royal Purple Synthetic Oil, the performance oil that outperforms.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. The Packet 8.net toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there, we give them away, and that does include archives, an entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the website for your download and convenience, freetalklive.com. And what's your liberty issue? Is it the war on drugs? Well, register now for the February of 2007 New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Speakers to include Jack Cole, who we actually got to see speak today.
We did, and he was amazing.
He was very persuasive. Executive Director of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, and Rob Compia, Executive Director of the Marijuana Policy Project, as well as New Hampshire residents who are working to end the war on drugs. FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum. That is FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum. So, Mark, you were lamenting the fact that there weren't as many pot smokers today turning out in the courtroom in favor of this legislation that is has been proposed that would essentially legalize marijuana or decriminalize marijuana in the state of New Hampshire. And I have to say that, first of all, I understand why there weren't as many of them there. It's just a matter of short notice. Bad infrastructure amongst the organizers, as far as those who supported the bill, those who supported the legislation. They had a handful of days to put this together, and were fortunate enough that they were able to do what they did, launch a website, and get the word out to as many people as they could. There wasn't a lot of notice here. They just sort of had this law get thrown in their lap. I think it was Thursday of last week or Friday of last week, and then they put it all together over the weekend, and then there we were today in that hearing room. And all things considered, I thought the turnout was very good.
I think the turnout was, you know, it was good. You know, if it had been any longer, I sure wouldn't have wanted to stay for the end of it.
Oh, yeah, we were in there from, what time did that start? That was
10:30.
All right, so 10:30 was when the hearing started. There was a press conference at 9:30 before that.
And there's a meeting at 8:30.
And then, so 10:30 to 1:30, it was 3 hours. It was just grueling. But, you know, it was government. Things move slowly. But nonetheless, they were fairly, the elected representatives were actually fairly open-minded, I thought, towards some of the people who were speaking up there. The majority of the speakers were speaking in favor of decriminalizing marijuana. That must have been a first. And the police... The attorney general, I mean, the people that we were opposing the measure were the chiefs of police, the attorney general's office. Who else opposed it? It was pretty much those two groups. Then there was another cop, and then there was there was a few other people involved. But for the most part, it was just a handful of people that was against.
And most of them were paid to be there.
That's true. They were on the clock.
Yeah. Whereas nobody from on the opposing side, our side, was.
And all they did, the people who opposed the measure, all they did was get up and read prepared statements from their departments. Like the first guy that got up was from the Attorney General's office. He comes up with some prepared handouts and essentially just the talking points from his bureaucracy. He came up there with the operation or the ONDCP, the Office of National Drug Control Policy, and just handed out their propaganda to these people. Oh, the other guy who was against it was one of the representatives. So there were three representatives that sponsored it. Another guy got up there and handed out some handouts as well. And we could see it from where we were sitting, what it said. It said drug deaths by year, and it was a chart. And you could see the number of drug deaths was climbing and climbing. And he cited statistics of over 100 people dying from drug deaths in New Hampshire. And thankfully, I immediately thought to myself, what? There aren't even 100, there are barely 100 people that die of overdoses in a year's time in the nation, in the United States. How can this be possible?
And what drugs are they referring to? It sounds like they're painting this with a very broad brush.
Exactly. And which was, of course, not fair. This is a hearing on marijuana.
But, you know, I think that if you come in there impassioned with truth and with a good argument, it's much more persuasive than just reading off a bunch of talking points to somebody.
Yeah, and there were comments afterwards that people weren't really too impressed with what the police had to say. And when they were pressed on their information, when they were asked questions that might have stepped just a little bit outside of their prepared talking points, they were helpless.
Yeah. I mean, it seemed to me that, you know, the pro-legalization side was articulate, well-spoken, had a great deal of points to bring, and the, you know, keeping it legal side were a bunch of bumbling boobs.
Yeah, they were like robots.
Yeah.
Just repeating the same old points over and over again.
Does this also include the ability to grow industrial hemp on your property, too?
This law strikes marijuana from the word marijuana from the laws in New Hampshire. So it essentially would make it a nullified situation where there aren't laws necessarily saying you can grow marijuana. There also aren't laws necessarily saying you can't. So it would be de facto legal or decriminalized, whatever word would describe it better. But I just was really impressed with the people who turned out and spoke today. I actually took the stand at one point, and I spoke out against the measure. I took the position that organized crime, I essentially was representing organized criminals on the stand, because they don't really have a voice in government. And so I figured
they pay off the officials.
No, but they don't actually ever show up and testify on their own behalf. So I figured I'd do it for them. And I got up there and pointed out that, you know, this is organized crime has been the virtually exclusive provider of marijuana in New Hampshire for the past several decades. And if you guys go ahead and pass this law and take the black market profits out of our hands, or out of organized crime's hands, then that's just going to put those profits in the hands of honest New Hampshire business people, and we can't have that happening. So please continue to support organized crime and vote no on this measure. And so I got that sort of got their attention. They weren't expecting that, and that's sort of what I wanted to happen. You know, I wanted to go up and just throw them a quick curveball, something that might sink in on them a little bit later down the line.
You talk like an Italian?
No. But I was still a little bit nervous, you know, getting up in front of people and speaking. It still gets to me. You know, it's no big deal for me to sit behind a microphone
every
night.
Well, it's a new situation for you.
It's true. And a lot of people are concerned with public speaking, but I certainly do a lot better these days than I did when I was in elementary
school. Just picture everybody naked in the audience.
No, no. You weren't on this panel. It's a panel of old folks.
Very bad news, yeah.
But then that would be funny, and you just laugh and...
Oh, I had a good time. It was fine. It was a lot of fun, and I got some positive comments afterwards. And of course, Jack Cole from Law Enforcement Against Prohibition showed up. Also, there was another LEAP guy there as well, one of the local New Hampshire law enforcement agents, who he had been on the, on the force for 8 years, and he has come out. He's relatively young. I would say he's in his early 30s or very, very late 20s.
Something like that, yeah.
And his name is Bradley from here in New Hampshire. And the guy has to have a lot of courage to essentially be still on the force and come out in favor of drug legalization.
Well, when you say that, there's probably some drugs he'd probably be against legalizing. He'd probably be against crystal meth legalization.
I don't know about that. Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, pretty darn principled when it comes to ending prohibition. Now, these guys tend to be for regulation. They aren't going to call for what was being called for today, and that was full decriminalization, that is, removal of the laws in regards to the drugs. They would like to see a government control scheme implemented, just not a government prohibition scheme.
Ah, way to lower property taxes.
Well, 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. It's Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly-Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly-Clark.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages, and WristEase provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, WristEase.com. Once again, WristEase.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-free Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231, the packet8.net toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site there, completely free, and that does include the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens and dozens of ladies have taken the time to send us their validated photo, and that means they're proving that they listen to the show. See what I mean by heading to shrine.freetalklive.com? That is shrine.freetalklive.com. We've been talking about a hearing that we went to today, and we're going to get back into that here in moments. But first, I want to tell you about SACL CAI. You know, if you're looking for essentially a new way to handle collections, SACL CAI does it, and they do it in a whole new way. Their employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com or call 1-800-544-6359. That's 800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live. So, we are talking about this marijuana hearing that we went to today, a decriminalization hearing, wherein there were a number of people, Free State Project members, who showed up to protest, or not protest, but to speak out in favor of this marijuana decriminalization measure, which I thought was great. And there weren't very many people speaking out against it. There was just sort of the usual suspects of the chiefs of police, the attorney general, the people that have a vested interest in seeing the war on drugs continue. Because, for instance, the chiefs of police, they're going to continue getting big old budgets to fight the war on drugs, and they do love having a big budget. And they also love being able to take people's property in the form of asset forfeiture and that sort of thing. But they just didn't even have it together. They just came up and sort of rattled off some of their propaganda, and when even pressed a little bit They stumbled around and they didn't know quite what they were doing. But I guess I'm actually looking at the thread on the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, or the NHFree.com forum, and I guess not everybody enjoyed my testimony. One of our listeners writes in, Dennis wrote in, Ian effed us all pretty hard, at least those of us who actually want decriminalization. Your testimony was not only poorly executed, as in you tripped up your extemporization several times, so as not to be particularly funny, it's all in the timing. Well, you know what? I'm not a professional speaker, so what do you want from me? But it was a major turnoff to the 5 to 6 reps who were seriously, honestly on the fence, getting swayed by the testimony. Ian, in treating the proceedings as a joke or a publicity stunt, you disrespected them mightily. Thank God Jack Cole came after you, not before you. Well, so, I'd gotten compliments on what I said, and that was actually the first negative thing that I'd heard.
And I didn't hear your particular testimony. I mean, you told me about it, and you know, I don't know as though the legislators expect to see a unified front. I mean, there's a bunch of people in that room, and they all have different opinions. And the legislators, would understand that, you know, all my voters have different opinions, and you know, here's a voter's opinion. I don't know. I mean,
yeah, it was a big risk that you took, but they already had a lot of people saying a lot of the stuff you would have said. And if you're going to fail, fail grandly, but take chances. That's what I say.
You know, I'm naturally inclined to protect my co-host. You know, I mean, it's just sort of the way things go. But, and you know, if you would have done something way out of line, I'd call you on it, and I have.
Well, it wasn't a publicity stunt. I didn't even get up there and plug Free Talk Live.
No, it was a very poor publicity stunt,
right.
I would like to say.
I thought about doing it, but I decided against it. And, you know, he says, I'm not saying the reps deserve respect. I'm saying if you had sat your head in the chair and kept your butt shut, we'd have a much better chance of actually making this happen. You know what? If you want to go ahead and blame this on me, then that's fine. If you need a whipping boy to blame because you don't get what you want out of this particular hearing, then that's fine. I can be that person. But I don't think that whether or not I got up on the stand and took a sort of a lighthearted approach to the issue is going to or not going to really be the decision maker here.
I think he may just need to unclench his keister a little bit. I think it was probably a good perspective to present that information the way you did.
You know, the thing is, it was good for some legislators and it was bad for others.
Yeah.
How many was it good for? Hard to say. How many was it bad for? Hard to say. This is his opinion, you know, and he thinks it was bad for more than it was good for, and he didn't appreciate your testimony. So.
Well, the feeling I got from just sitting there and making eye contact with some of them was that they did, you know, that some of them certainly did appreciate it, and I think that it made an important point in a way that was touched on by some of the people that were testifying in favor of it. But there's the guy from Normal, Phil, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Law, said he'd never seen anybody approach it in that direction before.
And there you go.
He really liked it. And he wasn't blowing smoke.
He was complimentary. I don't know if he was blowing smoke.
He didn't know who I was. You suggested that he did it. He said that just because I was a talk show host. And he didn't even know. He had no idea who I was.
It's not like you went there and you passed out fake joints with Free Talk Live on them.
Right.
Printed on them, you know.
Now there's the publicity stuff. Where were you?
How about bongs?
I don't think we were allowed to use the term bong.
Okay.
The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. And so where this thing goes from here, I don't know. I don't exactly know what the political process is. I guess there's some sort of subcommittee that's been assigned, and they sort of take the bill and do things with it. They can change it and modify it, and it's expected, I guess, that that's what's going to happen if it even moves on to the next stage in the process. So we'll keep you informed as to what's going on with that here, because if marijuana gets decriminalized in New Hampshire fully, well, that will be a first for the United States. Yeah, there's been a little bit here and a little there. New York, for instance, making it a traffic ticket instead of an arrestable offense. Other states doing similar things. But to actually wipe it out from the laws itself, I think would be pretty interesting and be pretty historical.
I'd love to grow some hemp in my yard.
Would you?
Oh, yeah. I'd buy some land and start growing hemp and selling it for making rope and cloth.
You'd have to have like a plantation for that.
It doesn't take much land to grow a pretty good productive crop of hemp.
Well, there's other news out of Concord, New Hampshire today. We were also just a couple of blocks away from where the trial was being held for Elaine Brown. Ed and Elaine Brown. We've been bringing you the story over the past few weeks or the past few days on Free Talk Live. They're a couple in their 60s who's being prosecuted by the federal government for so-called tax evasion charges, conspiracy to commit money laundering, and a variety of other conspiracy so-called charges as well. And the latest news as of yesterday was that Elaine Brown had gone to the courtroom to attend the trial while her husband Ed stayed home. Word came out that essentially this whole trial situation has driven a wedge in between their marriage.
Mm.
She's scared.
Yeah, and rightly so. I mean, absolutely. Essentially, Ed's sitting at home saying to himself, and to whomever who will listen, I'm not coming, and the Fibbies can come with their guns and they can kill me, but I'm not going.
That's what he's saying, yeah.
Right. Why would Elaine be scared?
You know, she's going in there trying to make a deal, trying to work something out with the prosecution. They aren't willing to work anything out. And he's staying home, and here's the latest news, just for an update for you, from Jennifer Houck at the Concord Monitor. Ed Brown barricaded in his Plainfield, New Hampshire home, gives a radio interview yesterday. He said he's preparing for an armed standoff with U.S. Marshals, saying, quote, I don't fear death, while her husband barricaded himself.
Apparently Elaine does.
In their Plainfield home for the fourth day in a row, Elaine Brown returned to federal court yesterday, accepting the help of a lawyer, and appeared close to reaching a plea deal in her tax evasion case. Judge Stephen McAuliffe agreed to postpone the couple's trial for another day to allow prosecutors to calculate how much they expect Elaine Brown to pay in back taxes and penalties, including a prison term, as part of the deal. According to her lawyer, Brown and the government have agreed on the substance and extent of her criminal liability. So, essentially, it sounds like today was basically a day off. They postponed the trial as they're continuing to gather information and to come up with the so-called plea bargain.
I think it's really a shame, but it makes sense to me that what's happening. I think the only real solution here is, get out of the country. Take your stuff and go.
There were apparently some supporters also at Ed Brown's home who are cooking, providing friendship with him, taking calls inside the home. And a number of those supporters included volunteers from the Free State Project, getting mentioned here in some of the news around Ed and Elaine Brown, which is good news as well. More on the way. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer? And you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment. Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter retractable awning.
And what about the discount, Jim?
Our Sunsetter retractable awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds. It keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
What about the discount, Jim?
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Yeah, but what about the discount, Jim?
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Come on, Jim.
All right. Well, now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate, so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Ha! Finally, Jim.
Just call now, and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate, along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer, and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-0230 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-322-0230. 1-800-322-0230.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That is the toll-free number, and you can take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. The Packet 8.net toll-free line. You, and it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And as always, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we have are completely free. We do ask that you voluntarily support the show by buying some stuff. At amazon.freetalklive.com, we got 35 categories of products awaiting your shopping experience. You can just go there. Fill up your cart, check out, and then when you purchase things through Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com, whether they be a hot new DVD or book or piece of electronics, furniture, whatever, in their 35 categories, Free Talk Live gets a percentage of your sale. So head over to Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com to get your shopping done today and help Free Talk Live out all at the same time. All right, so we've been talking about the situation here in New Hampshire, both from the marijuana legalization front over to the Ed Brown situation, Ed and Elaine Brown now having their marriage ruined by this situation that has developed with the federal government prosecuting them over so-called tax evasion charges. The latest in the case is essentially that the trial's been put on hold while they work out a plea agreement with Ed's wife, Elaine. It sounds like their marriage is on the rocks as a result of the things that have happened here, the events that have come to transpire, splitting these two individuals up who've been married for what it seems like quite a while. They're an older couple in their 60s. They've sort of made a nice life for themselves. Our friend Lauren Canario was actually recently over at the Browns' house. I guess she was there yesterday, and I'm not sure exactly how long she was there or if she's still there. I get the feeling that she's sort of going to be hanging around them for a little while, but I wanted to share what her experience was meeting Ed Brown. She says, what are the Browns like? Well, the Browns have made a beautiful home in New Hampshire. They paid off all their mortgages. They studied the workings of the state and federal governments. They organized their neighbors into a society to repair and fortify their beloved country. They offer a courageous example and freely work for the benefit of everyone. They hurt no one and destroyed nothing. So why are they accused of crimes? She says, many people will defend rights and ideas in word, but the Browns defend theirs in deed and show the unsure how to do the same. In speech, Ed Brown takes his ideals seriously. He explains his concepts of good and evil in a confident and patient tone, as if teaching an apprentice. He showed me the realistic paintings decorating his spacious home, a shining medieval knight bowing to be dubbed by a princess, a 19th century man and woman walking together, a mother and child that seemed illuminated by emotion rather than light. He seems to have lived his life believing in chivalry, love, and honor, believing those things were possible, but now events have convinced him that he may have to die to uphold his ideals, and he accepts his possible violent fate with composure. So why is he treated like an outcast? Are those that fear them upset that the Browns' actions follow their ideals? Are those that call them insane just jealous of the Browns' integrity? Do those that hate the Browns simply envy their achievements? Before you dismiss the Browns, think if you've ever held a controversial view. Have you ever believed that ideals were worth fighting for? If so, you might have an independent mind and brave spirit, just like the Browns. So it seems to me that Lauren Canario, a friend of ours, was pretty impressed when she went over to meet Ed Brown at his house. I think it was yesterday that she posted that.
Certainly sounds that way.
And I would trust Lauren as a judge of character mm-hmm. on this guy. And so if Lauren likes Ed Brown, then I got nothing against him.
I also find it really annoying that the news media, when these potential standoffs come about, they always call the person's home a compound.
Yeah, that's what they were calling it when they arrested him a few months ago.
Compound.
And it's just a home, yeah.
It's his home.
Right.
He might have a few weapons in it, but it's not a compound.
No, he doesn't have gun turrets.
Yeah, or sandbags.
Right.
What defines a compound?
That's an excellent question, Mark. And if you've got an answer, 800-259-9231, I would say some sort of fortification. Like, you know, barbed wire fences around the property, some gun, automatic gun turrets mounted, maybe some cameras to videotape things.
Well, I'm looking at purchasing a piece of property, and I know that I will install steel doors as opposed to, you know, the flimsier things that they have out there.
Why?
Why would I install it?
Because it's cold?
No, because I don't want somebody to be able to come through the door without me wanting them to come through the door.
You expecting a raid?
I just don't want people to be able to bust down a door.
I see what you're saying, but it's New Hampshire, man.
If you're going to have a front door, you should have a front door. Don't fool around and put some kind of little screen door there or a little...
Gotcha.
I mean, I had
so your whole house is going to be like a panic room then.
I had an apartment once. Here's the reason. I had an apartment once where the door was actually the front door was a hollow core door.
Like so you could have a fist through it, basically.
Like you would have on a closet. And more than one time at this apartment complex, some person who wanted to be inside the apartment, who was outside of the apartment, bashed through one of these doors.
Mm-hmm. And girlfriend?
It could have been anybody. In my case, it never happened. But I always thought to myself, I don't think I'll have any enemies while I live here. Because they could just come in. And they could. So,
what about windows? Do you believe in having windows on your front door?
In this particular case, the house will be up a story, so it wouldn't really matter.
You're going to build on stilts?
Yeah, I am.
Huh. That's not something you see up in New Hampshire very often, is it?
Yeah, they had a flood here once last year. I'm not. Or
you know, flood zone.
It's some low level property. Mm-hmm. You know, it is on wetlands, although it's raised. The particular piece that I'm going to be building on is raised up.
Better to be safe than sorry.
Was that underwater last year? Where your home site would be?
I think everything was underwater last year.
Oh boy.
1-800-259-9231. So we were, again, downtown Concord, New Hampshire today. We were there primarily for the marijuana hearing, but I did take a walk over to where the Ed Brown trial was, or Ed and Elaine Brown trial. I guess it's the Elaine Brown trial at this point because Ed has decided to not go anymore. And we're going to see what happens over time, how soon the government decides to go and try to roust him up and re-arrest him for a violation of his bail conditions. So we walked over, not you, Mark, but Toby and I, Toby from Free Minds TV, and I walked over just to see if there was anybody outside the courthouse, and nobody was around, so we went back and returned to the marijuana hearing. Anyway,
I stood where it was warm.
Man, was it cold out today. I'm on the Ed Brown thread at New Hampshire at NHFree.com, and I just found a sign. I guess somebody went there, one of our people went there and took some pictures of Ed's property. And I'm looking at the sign on his property. It's posted. Now, you've probably seen no trespassing signs before. They're usually pretty simple. It's just no trespassing. This one's a little bit longer, and I'm going to share it with you. Notice to all public servants is in quotes, you are hereby put on notice that this is private property. All rights guaranteed by the Constitution, which you have taken an oath to uphold and defend, are hereby claimed. Note, no claims or demands of any kind will be recognized without full due process of law. If you must contact me officially, you can do so by mail. And he gives his mailing address. Note, be sure you please personally sign all documents, demands, or requests. Warning, every person, this includes every government official, who under color of law deprives any citizen of rights, privileges, or immunities secured by the United States of America Constitution is subject to civil or criminal penalties pursuant to Title 42, United States Code, cite some more sections. Penalties include up to $10,000 fine and up to and or 10 years in prison or both and up to life imprisonment if death results. By no trespassing, except by authorized permission only, no government employees allowed, postal delivery excluded. So I just found that pretty amusing.
It's, you know, it's a lot of big talk, and it's certainly not going to stop the cops from coming.
No, it certainly didn't stop them, but nope. But nonetheless, he's more than just a big talker, at least so far.
He seems to be a real man of principle.
Yeah, well, I think that he's going to wait it out, and I hope it doesn't turn as bad as I think it will.
I don't think his wife going in there, I don't think that this is the approach that they're taking, but I think that some might be delusioned into believing that his wife going in and essentially throwing herself at the mercy of the court, asking for a plea bargain, that sort of thing, is going to help his case. Mm. I don't think it will.
I don't think it will either.
Well, what's really interesting is there are plenty of people across the country in the same situation who were found not guilty in the same type of case.
Really? Yeah, we've run through a couple of those stories. They just sort of get glossed over in the media, pushed under the rug, and forgotten about. What was different, though, in those cases versus this one?
It depends on how honest the judge is.
This one's not so honest.
Right. If the judge actually allows the person to put up the defense they need to put up,
He's not going back to court.
Right.
Because he didn't.
Because Ed Brown apparently is not being able to present a case.
Well, he was able to present a case, just not the one he wanted to present.
That's right. There were certain things that they weren't allowing him to present, and that's wrong.
Right. He wanted to approach the constitutionality of the laws themselves. And the judge essentially, just like we've reported on many cases recently, just disallowed the Constitution from his courtroom.
The other problem, of course, is that if the judge tells the jury that they have to judge the not the law, but the case.
The facts of the case.
The facts of the case. That's a problem, too.
He's also done that as well, and Ed felt like he was being railroaded into a jail cell, so he decided to not show up last week, and he's yet to show up for court this week. Sounds like he's pretty much dug in at this point in his home, and is going to wait and see what happens, and it also sounds like he's willing to die to support his principles.
Mm, I hope it doesn't come to that.
There are people showing up, at his house to help defend him. More on the way. We'll give you updates as we learn them. Hour number two is coming up.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.